Join me, Evan Friedman, for Weed Wavelengths, where we will be having discussions on cannabis science and technology with a focus on measurements, the technology that enables measuring, and driving process understanding and improvement by utilizing that data. Premiering 4/20/2020, wherever you get your podcasts. Now enjoy a sneak preview of what's in store. What the fuck is GMP?
Everybody keeps talking about it. Everybody wants to be compliant. What is it? Why is it important? And why do we need it?
I always view GMP as just the set of systems or operating practices that protect the consumer from the inherent or unknown risks of a process.
You know, it'll ultimately get back to measurement. So you're going to write down the things that you need to measure along the way or do in such a way that you can measure it to know that you get to a specific outcome. So to get there, there are a few different tiers of, you know, the scientific method that are applied. And one, you know, is statistics. That's a really important one. And you draw together some hypotheses of what's going to make a good environment or a good process. And you put the numbers behind it and you start testing what is most important to measure here that will influence the product quality. And then you will have an idea of saying, well, we need to measure these things along the way. If you can state that, you'll be able to write your standard operating procedures. You'll be able to say, what records do we need for the data that should be recorded along the way? What process analytical technology do we need to have installed on the system in order to be able to measure it in real time so that we reduce the overall process time and increase our batch release? Those are the types of things that when you document the work instructions, the quality manual, and all of the measurements that go there and in between, and the second checks that it's all being managed properly, you've got a pretty good system that, you know, is specific to whatever you're making. And there's no way around it. There's no one size fits all solution.
What I'd really like to see is where these peaks are resolving, and then when these peaks are resolving into their respective separation vessels or fraction collection vessels, what is in there, right? In real time, because now there's a bottleneck.